This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's almost two full years now since the pandemic really started hitting this economy. And in that time, nursing homes and assisted living facilities have lost more than 400,000 jobs, data courtesy of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it seems we have not yet found the bottom. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports that nursing home help wanted signs, they are not doing a whole lot of good.
Go around the corner for me. Walk your feet along, too.
Patsy Wilkerson and Ashley Rose are occupational therapists at Knollwood Manor, helping a patient down the hall to work on her motor skills. There's several rungs up the ladder of the nursing home hierarchy, but right now they're pulling double and triple duty, making beds and feeding residents, the job of entry-level certified nursing assistants.
Well, we have a running joke between us that we're CNA assistants.
CNAs.
We're CNA assistants. Yeah. We're certified nursing assistants.
There just aren't enough assistants on staff anymore, so they're trying to keep their spirits up, making light of their expanded duties in this nursing home, which is the only one in this old tobacco town of Lafayette, Tennessee. Until the last few years, it was an employer that never lacked for job applicants, and people stayed a long time. Wilkerson says for those who remain, it's a calling.
If you work in a nursing home and you go home and you have not had a hard day, you've not done your job.
And right now, there are much easier ways to make money. Even in a small farming town, many employers are hiring and even raising pay. One CNA just left to be a grocery store clerk. Rose says fast food places are paying more, too.
When you have Chick-fil-A starting out at $19 an hour for no training and full time, that's more than a CNA will make.
At this facility, CNAs start at $13 an hour. So in the current job market, not only are there very few people inquiring about jobs, but some are leaving without warning. Other CNAs like Cindy Brewster have to pick up the slack, staying past their shift or coming in early.
I know the struggle it is for my coworkers to have to work when somebody calls out and there's nobody to take care of these patients.
Running short-staffed really isn't an option either, because regulators could show up for an inspection at any time, and low staffing is a big violation. The problem is, nursing home administrators say they can't afford to pay more. Many are having trouble keeping up their resident numbers, which means less cash flow, and they really need more help than usual because of additional pandemic duties, like periodic COVID tests for everyone in the building.
I gotta swab your nose really fast, okay? Will that be all right?
Right now, we're taking it day to day. I know that we can't go on forever this way.
Linda Austin is the co-owner and administrator of Knollwood Manor. She says her facility, with 49 beds, received grants from the federal government to get through 2020, but it wasn't until 2021 that the staffing shortage became so critical. She says everyone is spent, and she feels bad asking anyone to work more overtime. What they need is time off. Austin is helping lobby for state money to help nursing homes raise pay.
We're just hoping for some help and hoping that things are going to get better. We keep thinking there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
But right now, there's Omicron and a fresh round of nursing home outbreaks, making the growing number of job openings that much harder to fill. In Lafayette, Tennessee, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.